In San Francisco, there's a new development in the scandal that has rocked that city's police department. District Attorney Terrence Hallinan has dropped charges of obstruction of justice filed late last month against the city's police chief and his top assistant. The charges stemmed from a November street brawl involving three rookie off-duty cops. NPR's Richard Gonzalez joins us now from San Francisco. Richard, why did the DA reverse himself on these charges?
Well, simply put, Melissa, District Attorney Terrence Hallinan has determined, or he is acknowledging, that he simply can't prove that Chief Earl Sanders and Assistant Chief Alex Fagan Sr. had conspired to obstruct justice. You'll recall last week, Hallinan announced with great fanfare the indictments of Chief Sanders and six of his top aides, including Fagan Sr. And at the time, Hallinan was emphatic. He said he was going to prosecute the case. But within days of that announcement, there were published reports that said that Hallinan himself had warned the grand jury several weeks ago, before the indictments were handed down, that he didn't believe that he had sufficient evidence to pursue conspiracy charges against San Francisco's top cops. And since that revelation, Hallinan has been backpedaling. He's had to reconsider the evidence against Chief Sanders and his aides. And as he told the court today, he went into seclusion over the weekend to reread the grand jury's transcript and make a decision not to go ahead with the prosecution. So he asked the court to strike the names of Chief Sanders and Assistant Chief Alex Fagan Sr. from the indictment. But he also announced he'll continue prosecuting five other police officers, Sanders' aides, who allegedly impeded the investigation of the street brawl, and that he will continue prosecution of the three officers involved in that original altercation.
Remind us, please, Richard, what that street fight was all about.
It goes back to the early morning of November 20th. Two men leaving a bar with a doggy bag of steak fajitas alleged that they were accosted by three intoxicated men who demanded the bag of food. The three men were, as it turned out, rookie off-duty cops, one of them being Alex Fagan Jr., son of the assistant police chief. Almost immediately after that, there were suspicions and whispers that the police were dragging their feet in their investigation of the incident. And the indictment charges that two of the officers who responded to the incident had basically failed to follow proper police procedures. But the biggest bomb in this case came in January when the lieutenant who's in charge of investigating the investigators, in other words, monitoring the investigation, he was transferred away from his job. And that was viewed by many people, including the DA and apparently the grand jury, as an attempt by department insiders to impede the investigation.
Is there a strong sense there in San Francisco that the district attorney simply overreached, that he made a big mistake in bringing these charges in the first place?
There are very strong opinions in that regard. People feel that he went public saying that he would prosecute and basically wasn't ready, one, with the evidence, and wasn't ready for the public fallout afterwards. Many people think that he has basically botched this thing and has embarrassed not only himself, but the city of San Francisco. It is important to add, though, that there are a lot of people in San Francisco who consider Hallinan a righteous crusader against a corrupt police department. But one of Hallinan's most prominent critics is Mayor Willie Brown, who is a strong supporter of Chief Sanders. And Brown himself appears to be thinking about this twice. He was quoted over the weekend as saying that he regrets not insisting from the get-go that the police get some outside body to investigate the street brawl.
And where does all this leave the reputation of the San Francisco PD?
Absolutely in tatters. So we have former police chief and mayor Frank Jordans, who says the department's credibility has been tarnished and they'll have to work to restore it. And this is more than a black eye. It's a body blow. San Francisco ranks last among major U.S. cities when it comes to solving violent crimes. So the question is, how does this department recover its pride and its reputation?
Okay, thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.